Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Yud Ches, and we have 14 lines from the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis Tana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Chaya Sara bas Esther, Meira Chava bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Reb Yaakov David. So the last three dafin talked predominantly about the laws of a menuda and a muhrim. We capped it off with a rabbite related to maybe the most famous person in Jewish history to ever be put into nidoy cherem, the Heilige Tana, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Today's daf is going to return to the regular program as far as Perek Ve'elu Megalchin goes, and that is discussing the halacha of Ve'elu Megalchin b'Moed, and more specifically as it relates to Avela. So just to recap, the Mishnah said that it's aser for a person to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. The reason is Chazal was so sensitive to a person looking his finest on Yontif that they wanted to make sure that if a person's not going to take a haircut, trim his beard, take a shave, be on before Yontif, he won't have the ability to do so for an entire week during Chol HaMoed. That would incentivize a person to take care of business before Yontif. And like this, a person would enter Yontif in the proper way. Shlo yichnesu beregel k'shem in uvon. So Chazal said, it's asa to be megalei chamoed. Stating that, there are exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah says, ve'elu megalchem b'moed. All the exceptions are people that were in a state of oynis, and as a result, there was no way for them to be able to be megalech before Yontif. Therefore, Chol HaMoed, we're really midday raisa, there's no iser. All it is a derabanan. Kidei shelo yichnesu. The whole tamat hakana doesn't really apply to these people because there was nothing that they could have done anyway. So these people were given an exception and they were told that they are allowed to be megaleach on Chol HaMoed. Our Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that mentions two additional categories of people that are allowed to be megaleach on Chol HaMoed. Now, they're not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Braisa, however, includes them, and as we'll see from the Gemara, the reason the Mishnah didn't mention these two categories that are mentioned in the Braisa is because the Tana of the Mishnah actually does not agree with the Halacha of the Braisa. So it's not that it was omitted for a technical reason. It was omitted for a very fundamental reason, and that is because according to the Tana of our Mishnah, these two categories mentioned in the Braisa really are not exceptions to the rule. They're not allowed to be megaleach b'moed. So, who exactly are these exceptions? Says the Gemara, Tana, we don't do the Braisa, HaKoyen v'ha'ovel mutarim b'giluach. A Koyen and an Ovel, these are the ones that are allowed to be megaleach. Now, the Gemara is going to first discuss Ovel, and then afterwards, the Gemara is going to discuss Koyen. But before we start Ovel, we need a little bit of an introduction. And the truth is, we've mentioned many times, the laws of Avelis are mentioned in Masechtas Moed Katan. We haven't really gotten into the halachas yet. It's coming in the coming dafin. And this introduction really is based on Gemaras that we're going to learn about later, but it's really impossible to understand these next several lines without a tiny bit of an introduction. So we'll keep it short. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, that's an Ovel, has to first sit Shiva. Shiva, the word, means seven, which means that there are 7 days of intense mourning that this person is obligated to observe. After Shiva, there's a less intense period of mourning that's known as Shloishin. The reason it's called Shloishin is because it lasts for a period of 30 days. We know that Avelus is Nitcha Mipnei Yontif. The Gemara said right in the beginning of the Perek that Avelus is an Aseh de Yachid, Regel, Simchas Yontif is an Aseh de Rabim, and Aseh de Rabim is Doicha, and Aseh de Yachid. So that if a person is in middle of Shiva, day 3, for example, and now it's Yontif, the halach is Yontif is Soisa de Avelis. After Yontif, he's not going to have to resume it. Yontif knocks out Avelis. Just like Yontif knocks out Shiva, Yontif also knocks out Shloishim. So if a person is in day 22 of his Shloishim, Lamashal, and then it comes Yontif, so the halach is that on Yontif itself, there's no no shloshim. And not just that, after Yontif, there isn't going to be any shloshim either. So just like Yontif knocks out Shiva, Yontif knocks out shloshim also. But there's a very important caveat, which is very negeya posh pshan in our Gemara. And that is, the only time Yontif knocks out Shiva is if the Shiva already started. So if somebody started observing Shiva before Yontif, and then in the middle of the Shiva, Yontif, so then the halacha is that after Yontif, he doesn't resume the Shiva. But what if someone, Rachmana Litzlan, became an Ovel on Yontif? So on Yontif itself, there's no Shiva. But after Yontif, that person is going to have to start observing the laws of Shiva. The same is true for Shloshim. The only time Yontif is Sosa Shloshim is if the Shloshim started already before Yontif. If, however, the Shloshim didn't start before Yontif, it started on Yontif, so during Yontif, Shloshim is suspended. But he's going to have to make up whatever days are still remaining after Yontif ends. So, for example, what would be if a person is in the middle of sitting Shiva? So he's day 5 of Shiva, and then it's Yontif. Yontif knocks out the Shiva, but Yontif will not knock out the Shloshim. Because Shloshim, in Halacha, doesn't start day 1, it starts when Shiva ends. So because it starts when Shiva ends, it comes out that the Shloshim hadn't started yet, and as a result, Nuch Yontif, this person is going to have to be Noyig all his dinim of Shloshim. So that's a little bit of a chiddush, because a person would think that Shloshim is really Bachlal Masayim Mana in Shiva. So when a person becomes an Ovel, Shiva starts and Shloshim starts. And by the way, the name Shloshim would seem to lead a person in that direction, because it sounds like it's a Tkufa of 30 days. But it's a misnomer, really. And when it comes to certain halachas, the distinction is very critical. So that Shiva starts from the beginning until day 7, after Shiva ends, that's when Shloshim starts. L'may nafgemina, if Yontif comes in the middle of Shiva, the person will still have to be noyeg all the dinim of Shloshim, because Yontif, although it could be doicha Shloshim, it's only when the Shloshim starts. Just like when Yontif is doicha Shiva, it's only doicha Shiva once the Shiva already started. So here's the question. When does Shloshim really start? Or, b'milum acherim, when does Shiva end? So, the high-level answer is, Shiva 7 days, and after the 7 days, the Shloshim. But the question is, what does 7 days mean? And this is a very important machloikis, a machloikis between Abishol and the Chachamim. It's a machloikis that's mentioned here prominently in the Perek Ve'ilu Magalchim. It's also a machloikis that's mentioned in different places in Shas, Mesachtes Nazir, Mesachtes Nida. Abishol holds that although Shiva has to be 7 days, but there's a halacha of Miktsas Hayoim Kikuloi. So it doesn't have to be a complete 7 days. But once the person starts observing Shiva in the beginning of day 7, Miktsas Hayoim Kikuloi, it's as if he sat Shiva the entire 7 days. At that point, the Shiva is going to be over. So according to Abishol, Shiva ends right in the beginning of day 7. If Shiva ends the beginning of day 7, when does Shloshim start? Also the beginning of day 7. Which is really a chiddush al gabi chiddush, that you can have one day and it can be divided into two. Part of the day is Shiva and part of the day is Shloshim. But that's Abishol Shita. Abishol holds Miktsas Hayoim Kikuloi. So really, Shiva concludes and Shloshim begins first thing in the morning. We paskin like Abishol. And that's why when people sit Shiva, they don't sit the entire 7th day, but they sit a little bit in the morning, and then afterwards the Shiva is over. It's based on Shita Abishol, who holds Miktsas Hayoim Kikuloi. But The Chachamim said, no, Shiva means 7 complete days. They don't hold of the halacha of Miktsas Hayoim Kikuloi. So Shiva really ends at the end of day 7, which means when is Shloshim going to begin? It's going to begin in the beginning of day 8. Either way, with that introduction, so the Mishnah discussed Eilam Galchim Amayid. The Mishnah had its list. There was a Braisa that added to the list. Hakoyen v'ha'avel mutarim begiluach. An avel, that's what we're going to focus on first, is allowed to be megaleach on moyed. Says the Gemara, hay avel heichidami. This avel that's allowed to be megaleach on moyed, what exactly was the case? Meaning, stam an avel is allowed to be megaleach on moyed? Probably not. So there's obviously some information, just pashup shot, before we even start thinking and imagining what the brisa might mean, the Gemara is going to help us out a little bit. Clearly, we're missing information. So the Gemara says like this, maybe the case is where this Avil's 8th day fell out on Erev Aregel. So day 8 fell out on Erev HaRegel. Day 8 would be, according to everybody, Shloishim. Shiva's over. And at this point, he's holding in the Shloishim. So the Gemara's kasha is, why is this person allowed to be Megaleach on Moed? Iboile Lugluchiv Erev HaRegel. Why can't he just cut his hair on Erev HaRegel? Now you're going to say, what do you mean he should cut his hair on Erev HaRegel? He's in Shloishim. Someone that's in Shloishim is not allowed to cut his hair. That's true. But being that once Yontif happens, Yontif is going to be soiser the Shloishim, as we mentioned earlier, because once Shloishim starts, when it comes in conflict with Yontif, Yontif knocks it out. So it's mistaber that this person already Erev HaRegel would be allowed to cut his hair as well. Because being that on Yontif, he's not going to be in Shloishim, so it's mistaber that L'Kovid Yontif already, a few hours earlier, Chazal would allow one to do that. It's just in Svara, that's the way it is. So the Gemara says, this person for sure was able to shave Erev HaRegel, so why would he fall into an exception to the rule that he should be able to shave a Chol HaMoed? The only time a person's allowed to shave a Chol HaMoed, if he was an oinus. But why is he an oinus? Maybe the case is talking about where day 8 was Erev HaRegel. However, it was also Shabbos. So because it was Shabbos, so that day he had no ability to shave. Now, day 8 is Erev HaRegel. So that means Shloishim started before Yontif. So Yontif is going to knock out Shloishim. So really, once Yontif comes, this person's not going to be B'toich Shloishim anymore. But he didn't have the option to shave on that day because it was Shabbos. And because it was Shabbos, that was the problem. So maybe he's not in Shloishim now. He was an oinus, and that's why he couldn't shave before Yontif. So maybe that's the reason we're going to allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed. But the Gemara says, "Ibayi l'gluchi Erev Shabbos." This person should have shaved on the seventh day on Erev Shabbos. Amar Rav Chizda, because Rav Chizda said, "Amar Ravina Bar Shaila, the name of Ravina Bar Shaila, Alocha Kabbashol, Alocha is like Kabbashol, the Mixayim Kekuloi." That really, when the Shiva and the Shloishim start on day 7 in the morning. But Umoidu Chama Labashol, Rav Chizda said that even the Chachamim that argue with Abashol Amoidu, Bishachal Shmini Shloi Lias Bishabbos Erev Aragel, that if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos Erev Yontif, our case, Shemutal Galeich Erev Shabbos, that he's allowed to shave on day 7. Even the Chachamim that hold that really maybe shouldn't, but they say you could. So this person, again, could have shaved on Erev Shabbos on day 7. If he could have shaved Erev Shabbos day 7, say he wasn't an oinus, if he wasn't an oinus, why are we giving him the exception to the rule, and why are we allowing him to shave on Moed? So the Gemara says, like, Tzricha, the case was Shechol Shvi Shaloi Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. It's talking about where his seventh day fell out on Shabbos Erev HaRegel. And now the shaila is, could this person shave on Chol HaMoed or could he not shave on Chol HaMoed? What's the shaila? Tana Barosov Velo Kabashol. The Tana, the Brais, holds a Kabashol. The Amar, who holds Mixas Ayoim Kekuloi. Therefore, V'yoim Shvi Oilaloi Lukano Lukan. The seventh day is considered the seventh day of Shiva. It's also considered the first day of Shloishim. Okay. That means Shloishim already started before Yontif, which means that Yontif is going to knock out Shloishim. That's the punchline. But the Kivan, the Shabbos Ava, being that this day was Shabbos, meaning really he should have been able to shave today because he's not going to be in Shloishim on Yontif. So really we should allow him to cut his hair before Yontif. The problem is it's Shabbos. Shabbos is an oinus. He's an oinus. Because of the fact that he was an oinus. Tana didan savala, what does our Tana hold? Kirabona. Da amri loyam mina miksayem kekulai. That there's no miksayem kekulai. And if that's the case, vakati loy shalom avelos to Shiva. So that means that seventh day of Erev Yontif, he's still in a state of Shiva. If he's still in a state of Shiva, that means Shloishim didn't start yet. So if Shloishim didn't start yet, here's the punchline. Yontif is not going to be soysa Shloishim. If Yontif is not going to be soysa Shloishim, how's this person supposed to shave a Chol HaMoed? I'll help him in Shloishim. So it's not an option. And it's for that reason he's not included in the p'tur, in the heter of Eilu Megalchem Amoy. So really what comes out from the cheshbon of the Gemara is the reason our Tana didn't include this person, and this is the way many Achrayim learned the Gemara, in the exception to the rule of the Issa Giluach Amoyin, is because according to the Tana Kama, the case of the Braisa is a case where the person's in the middle of Shloishim. And if he's in the middle of Shloishim, so this whole idea is just not even Nogeya, because how is this person supposed to cut his hair? Halt in Shloishim. So forget about the Isna to be Megaleach on Chol HaMoed. Forget about Kdei Shlo Yichnasu L'Regel K'shem Menuvol. He's in the middle of Shloishim. So if he's in the middle of Shloishim, it's Tamazay not Nogeya. It's as if to say, the issue is not even the Isna de Rabbanon of be Megaleach HaMoed. This is related more to an Isna Avelis, which is Muhammad maybe, that a person is not allowed to be Megaleach his hair in the middle of his Shloishim. But the bottom line is, what's the machloikis between our Tana that didn't mention Oval and the Tana the Braisa that didn't mention Oval as an exception? Boils down to the machloikis, Abishon, the Chachamim, whether you say Miksayim Kekula in Avelos, or you don't say Miksayim Kekula Avelos. Again, not such an easy Gemara, which required a little bit of an introduction. Be'ez Hashem, in the coming Dafin, when we revisit this Machloikis Abishon L'Chachamim, hopefully everything will come together a little bit better. Zokta Gemara Vayter, the Braisa mentioned, an Ovel is not allowed to be Megal, is allowed to be Megaleach Hamoed. He's one of the Eil Megalchin, and a Koyin is as well. So before we even start the Gemara, a Koyin? What, Koyin's different? Why? V'kidashtoy? Because he gets Trumas and Meisters? Because he gets the first Aliyah? Because he's able to Duchen? Because he's not allowed to marry a Grusha? Which halach of a Koyin is the reason that even though ordinarily there's an Issa to be Megaleach Hamoed, but now a Koyin's going to be different? It's Poshit. And the Gemara is going to say this, that the reason there's a thought that a Kohen would be different, because there are times that a Kohen is not allowed to be Megalech. When is that? The Anshei Mishmar. So the Anshei Mishmar, they were not allowed to cut their hair during the week that they were serving. Why not? For the same reason, you're not allowed to be Megalech Chol HaMoed. Kidei Shelo Yichnesu L'Mishmarton K'Sheheim Menuvon. So it's Poshet, if we're saying that there's a Kohen that's allowed to be Megalech HaMoed, that means it's sometimes a Kohen who was an Oinis leading up to Yontif, that's probably what we're talking about. And the Gemara is going to assume that that's for sure the case, but still the Gemara is going to analyze Salach a little bit. Hay Kohen Heichidami, what's the case of a Kohen? Ilem, the Shalom Mishmarta Yerav HaRegel, is it talking about where the Kohen had his Mishmar the week before Yontif, but it concluded, it ended Erev HaRegel. So the Mishmaris ended Erev HaRegel. So why is he an Oinis on Yontif? If it ended on Erev HaRegel, then he would have been fine. And by the way, just to clarify, even if Erev HaRegel is the last day of the Mishmaris, let's say the last day of the Mishmaris is Erev HaRegel, but still, we know that the Kohen is allowed to be Megaleach even during his Mishmaris, L'Kavod Shabbos, which would allow him to be Megaleach L'Kavod Yontif as well. And if you want to drill even a little bit deeper, when did the Mishmaris end? The Mishmaris always ended on Shabbos. Shabbos was when they divided the Lechem Aponim, and half the Lechem Aponim would go to the Mishmaris HaNichnas, and half of it would go to Mishmaris HaYotze. It's Machlokes Tanam, it's a Mishnah, then the Masech Tesukah. But that's the way they used to divide the Lechem Aponim, was based on the Mishmaris, which we used to conclude on Shabbos. So really, if Erev HaRegel is the last day of the Mishmaris, that means Erev HaRegel is Shabbos. So really what we would want then is Iboile L'Gluche Erev Shabbos, which is not even the last day of the Mishmaris, it's the day before, but it's the same difference. At the end of the day, L'Kavod Shabbos, even during the Mishmaris, this whole halacha was always suspended. So the Gemara says, so I don't understand what the issue is. Even though he was in the middle of his Mishmeris in the week leading up, but at the same time, that last day, whenever it was, Yizik could have been Megaleach. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricho, no, it's talking about the Shalom Hashmarta B'Regel. The case is where the Mishmeris ended on Yontif itself. So it ended on Yontif. So the Gemara says like this, Tana didon sav, our Tana holds, given the time of Shalish Shabrakam Shon, Hayyukam Mishmaris Shavuos, being that the Mishnah says that there were three times during the year that all the Mishmaris were Shavuos, meaning where the Avodah wasn't divided amongst the Mishmaris, but rather every Kohen, B'chom HaKohen Shehem, they were allowed to come, and they were allowed to do the Avodah. Be'emurei HaRegolim, U'bechiluke Lechem Aponim. Meaning, they were able to divide who was going to bring the Karbonis, and they used to all to divide the Lechem Aponim. So if that's the case, Artana holds, Kamadol HaSholem Mishmarta B'regel Dami. So it's as if the Mishmaris never really ended. And because the Mishmaris never really ended, so it's for that reason there would be an Isser for him to go ahead and be Megaleach. Being that the Mishmaris walked right into Yontif, and Yontif, the Mishmeris is still going, so therefore he wouldn't be able to be Megalech. But the Tana Borosover, the Tana of the Brice holds, Avagav the Shaykh Bahana Mishmaris, even though it's true that a person's is allowed to do the avoid, no matter who the Kohen is always allowed to do the avoid on Yontif, but Mishmarte Mio Shlimale, his own Mishmaris, Lamaisa ended, and it's for that reason it would be Asa. So what the Gemara is saying is that the reason you would have thought that this Kohen would be not be able to be Megaleach before Yontif is because if his Mishmeris walked right into Yontif, being that on Yontif itself, it's still part of his Mishmeris, so it's for that reason he would not be able to be Megaleach, and it's a Chiddush, because even though L'Kavod Shabbos he's allowed to be Megaleach, but L'Kavod Yontif, being that it's a continuation of his Mishmeris, he's going to be still working for the next week, so therefore he wouldn't be allowed to, and that was the Shaila between the Tana of the Mishnah and the Tana of the Braisa. The Tana of the Mishnah holds that this Kohen is not an exception to the rule, because at the end of the day, his Mishmeris is going for another week, so therefore we're not going to allow him to be Megaleach. The Tana of the Braisa holds, no, his Mishmeris Lamaisa ended, it's for that reason he will be able to. But just one interesting thing, it comes out again from this part of the Braisa, is that when we say the Kohen is not allowed to be Megaleach according to the Tana of our Mishnah, it's not because of the Isser Giluach HaChalamayit. It's more because he's still holding a middle of his Mishmeres, and because he's holding a middle of his Mishmeres, it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. Another Brice, all the people that were mentioned in our Mishnah that are allowed to be Megalech B'mayit, the whole list of Eilu Megalech, Matan Legalech B'may Evlon, if they were Avelim, where an Avel is not allowed to be Megalech, the entire Shloshim is not allowed to be Megalech, but if he's one of the exceptions to this rule, it's going to be okay. So whatever the exception mentioned in our Mishnah, if this person is an Avel, it's the same story. Frank the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned in another Brice, Asurim, that says no, only Amayit them Motib, but not by Avelos, Amrav Chizd, Amrav Shelo. So Rav Chizd said the name Rav Shelo, Gitanya Hacha, Mutarim, Shtachvu Avelov. When the Brice says Mutarim, it's talking about where a person wasn't just an Avel once, the person was an Avel twice. So he was an Avel, and then Rachmana Litzlan, he went from Avelos to Avelos. All of a sudden, he's suddenly sitting Shiva again. So there, we're more makel, and there we say that if he's an exception to the rule, so the first Shiva, no. But by the second Avelis already, that's when we get more makel. But the Gemara says, Ibn Shetachvu Avelov, if that's what the Brice is referring to, my ear you call Elush Amru. So why only if a person falls into one of the exceptions to the rule mentioned in our Mishnah, Filu Kulam Manami, everybody is allowed to. Meaning, a person that Rahman al-San sits Shiva twice, that person has a lot of kulois, even if he's not Bamim Dina Sayam, even if he's not Yoitzimi Be Shivya, even if he doesn't fit into one of the exceptions to the rule. The Tanya Tzabraisa, Tochfu Avelov, Zeachar Zeh. If a person was an Oval, then he became an Oval again, the Braisa says, Hich Bitsari, if his hair starts getting long, Mekel Batari, he's allowed to trim it a little bit. Umechabis, Ksuse Bemayim, and not just that, he's even allowed to wash his clothing. So again, we have a steer between two Braises. One Braisa says that all the exceptions to the rule of Elam Galchim Amoyed apply to Avelos. We have another Braisa that says the exceptions to the rule of Amoyed do not apply to Avelos. So the Gemara says, ordinarily, it doesn't apply to Avelos. Bishtachvu Avelov, that's when the exceptions apply to Avelos. What's the Gemara's kasha? What do you mean? Tachvu Avelov, even without the exceptions, it's going to be motor. And for the Gemara, Itmar Alam Rav Chizd, the Rav Chizd said like this. Here's the distinction. Bitar v'loy b'misperayim. When the Braisa said that if someone that's Tachvu Avelov, so the Allah is, he could be Mekel, what did it say? Hich b'tzayri, if his hair gets long, Mekel b'tar. Tar is a gul messer, right? Tar is a certain type of implement. You can use a tar. The person's allowed to use scissors. The person's allowed to wash his clothing b'mayim with water. He's not allowed to use soaps and detergents. So, although it's true, tachfu avail of the person has kulois, but limited within a certain miskeres. As opposed to if he falls into the exceptions mentioned in our Mishnah, he's from the Ve'elu Megalchem Amayet, and he's a Tochfu Avel of Zeh B'Zeh. So then it would be Mutter Legamri, it wouldn't only be Betar, it would be Afilu B'Misperayim. He would be able to Mechabes his Begadim, not only B'Mayim, but Afilu B'Neser, Ubal Amr Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Oysa Meres, one takeaway from this whole Shmuz is, Avel Asa B'Tech Poitzes, an Avel is not allowed to wash his clothing. Apparently Rav Chizda wasn't sure, Damayram didn't have any Rayas. Rav Chizda said, this Shmuz, these last few lines of Gemara, because we're talking about with detergent, on detergent, tachfu aveilov. So obviously, there's a general list. A ton of rabban. Kishem she'amru asal legaleich b'mayit. Just like it's also for a person to be megaleich on chalamayit. Kach asalito tzupernayim b'mayit. So to a person not allowed to cut his nails on chalamayit. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi mater. Rabbi Yossi said it's motis. Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to, a person not allowed to cut his nails. Rabbi Yossi said he is. Same issue regarding Avelos. Just like an Avel is not allowed to be Megaleach b'mei Evel, kach also lita tzurmai b'mnei Evel. Rabbi Yehuda says, so too an Avel is not allowed to be Megaleach his tzipur naim. Rabbi Yossi mater. Rabbi Yossi said, it's mutis. We have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, both regarding Chol HaMoed and with regards to Avelos. So many similarities. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also to be Megaleach in Chol HaMoed, and it's also for an Avel to be Megaleach, so too he can't cut his nails. Rabbi Yosef is matter by both. So what do we paskin? Amar Ula, halacha k Rabbi Yehuda b'Avel. We paskin l'chumra like Rabbi Yehuda b'Avel. Listen, Avel's not allowed to cut his nails. Halacha k Rabbi Yosef b'Moed, but we paskin l'kula like Rabbi Yosef when it comes to Chol HaMoed. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, halacha k Rabbi Yosef b'Moed u'ba'Avel. Shmuel said we paskin like Rabbi Yosef both on Chol HaMoed and regarding Avelos. Amar Shmuel said, halacha k divrei ha-mekel b'Avel. Shmuel said we always paskin like the mekel when it comes to Avelos. Very, very important comment that Shmuel made, and therefore if there's a Mekel, once there's a Rabbi Yossi that says that an Avel doesn't have an Isser, he's allowed to cut his nails on Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yossi is a Bar Samcha, clearly, and Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avel, Rabbi Yossi is the Meikel, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Zok de Gemara, Amaisa. So we just mentioned Shmuel, who paskins Kedivri Ameikel Ba'avil. Specifically, he said that an Avil is allowed to cut his nails. So a lot of stories in Perek Ve'elu Magalchen, the Gemara now is going to tell a story. Pinchas, Achu de Mar Shmuel. Pinchas was Mar Shmuel's brother. So the great Amir Shmuel had a brother Pinchas, right? We know about Shmuel's father, Avu de Shmuel. We know about Shmuel's daughters. We know Shmuel didn't have any sons. So this is Shmuel's brida. Shmuel had a brother, his name was Pinchas. And the Gemara says, Isra Bei Milsa. Pinchas was sitting Shefa. All Shmuel, the Mishal. Taima Mine, so Shmuel, his brother, went to be Menachem Avil. Pinchas, says the Gemara, Chazina Letufi Daven Efishan. He saw Pinchas' nails, they were unkempt. They looked a little belong. Amale. So Shmuel told his brother, Pinchas, am I lo shaklasu? Why didn't you cut your nails? Amale. So Pinchas turns to Shmuel and he says, tell me, ibidi dehava. He said, tell me, Shmuel, if Mar Shmuel, if you were the one, he said, if you were Nebuch in this situation, mi mezalzas bekulei hai. He says, would you be mezalzal in the avelas? So the Gemara says, havoi kishkaga sheyoytze milifnei hashalet. That the words came out of Pinchas' mouth, and it was literally like something that comes out of the mouth of the king. The Isra Bei Milsa b'Shmuel. And a short time later, Shmuel ended up sitting shiva. Oh, Pinchas achul mishol. Time a minute. So Pinchas came to be Menachem Avil, his brother Shmuel. The roles were reversed. So the Gemara says, he comes in, Shmuel looks at Pinchas, shaklinu letufre, he cut his fingernails, and choftinu la'ape, and he threw it at his brother Pinchas. Amalei told him, he said, how did you talk to me when I came to be Menachem Avil to you last time? Leslie bris krusalis vasayim. Don't you know the power of words? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, minayin le bris krusalis vasayim. How do you know there's such a koyach to lips? It's interesting. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, sif soysov doivavois bekever. So here Rabbi Yochanan said something else about lips. Minayin, how do you know, shabris krusalis vasayim, shenemav yema avram al na'aru, shulachem poyim chamor, vanivana nerchalt koy, finishtachem and eshuva alechem. Avram Avinu tells na'aru, he tells Eliezer, Avram, and Yishmol, he tells him, we're going to go now to Har Maria, and we're going to come back. What do you mean we're going to come back? Yitzchak wasn't supposed to come back. Yitzchak was supposed to be on the Akedah. And you see, they came back. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you see, bris krusalis vasayim. You see the koyach of lips. You see the koyach of words. So he told them, I don't understand what you did. So the Gemara says, Savim mino. That's the Maisa. Okay, so on the topic of cutting nails, be'avelos, so the Gemara says, people thought that even though Shmuel paskin the halacha k'divrei Meikel ba'avil, and he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi that holds that a person's allowed to cut his nails be'avelos, but it's only his fingernails, not the nails of his toes, not his toenails. I heard straight from Shmuel. Loish no de yad, for loish no de regal. It's always going to be motor. Amrav chia barashi, amrav, ubegnustero asab. You can't use a nail clipper. Meaning it has to be done with a little bit of a shini. Amrav shem barab, havakim nekamid rabbi yoichanon, be midrash bechalu shomai. Another fascinating story. So shem barab said, I was once by rabbi yoichanon's base medrash, it was cholomoy. Not a veilus cholomoy. Vishak linu letufre beshine. And he was biting his nails. Vizarkinu. And he was throwing it, flicking it. Sok to Gemara, Shmami not last. You see three things from here. Shmami no mutu litil tzvnaim shchol shomoy. Number one, a person's allowed to cut his nails, a cholomoy. Shmami no embem shom mius. You see that it's not considered disgusting. Meaning, you could hear maybe it's disgusting. About the shak too, right? You see that it's not. Because if it was, Rabbi Yechon would never do it. Shmami no mutu lizarkan. And you see that a person's allowed to throw away his nails. Faith in where is that true. Tanya learned to the Bryce. Shalei shadvarim never bitzi pranai. There were three things said regarding nails. Number one, akoyvron tzadik. If somebody buries them, he's a tzadik. Sarfan, if someone burns them, like the Heilige Yidin. Chosmin, he's a chosid. Zarkan, if somebody throws them away, Rasha, he's a Rasha. My time, what's the reason? Shema tavra leim isha ubro. Because we're afraid that maybe a pregnant woman's going to pass over it. Vetapel, and she's going to end up miscarrying. We have a raid bite on this Be'ezus Hashem with regards to abortion, because really it sounds a little bit, Rabbi Kivega somewhere is Mitzayin this Gemara, that it sounds like there's an Isser for a person to kill the baby, a fetus, because if there's no Isser, so what's the Chash? Hashem metapel isha, there's no Isser anyways. So this Gemara actually ties into that very, very complex Shiloh. But either way, says the Gemara, now it's not a problem. Meaning, La'ilam, Rabbi Yochanan knew this halacha, Zarkan Rasha. But why is Zarkan Rasha? Because, like the Gemara said, Shema Tavra Lein Isha Ubra V'Tapel. Oh, but Isha Be Midrasha Lo Shchicha. Isha is not Shchich to be in a base medrash, so the whole issue is not a problem. Maybe you have to be worried that maybe the person that cleans out the base medrash is going to sweep up the nails, throw it outside, and then the Isha is going to walk off. So if you bury it, you burn it, might think. But, what do you mean, it's in the base medrash? It's not buried in the base medrash, so what happens if it ends up going outside? Given the ishtani, ishtani. So the Gemara says, because once the nails move places, at that point it's not a problem anymore. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Zug bami chamsen lifnei Rabbi. A zug, a pir of Tamid HaChamim came from chamsen to Rabbi. Mazutra masne. Mazutra said it was a braisa, that zug bami chamsen lifnei Rabbi. That a zug came from chamsen lifnei Rabbi. Right? What's the difference between these two lines? The first is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. The second one is Marzutra Masni. Rav Yudam Arav is Amayuroyim. Masni means it was a Braisa. So Marzutra said, no, this is not Rav Yudam Arav. This predates Rav. This is a Braisa. But either way, a Zug was Ba Mechamson Lefnei Rebbe. According to both versions, that happened. Upikshu Mimenu. And they had a Shiloh. Tzipar Nayim. What's the halacha regarding cutting a person's nails on Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says, he told them, Vehitulahem. He said it's mutter. Ve'im bikshu mimenu safa. And then they added that had they asked him regarding a mustache, regarding a safa, hitulahem, he would have been matter as well. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel had a slightly different version of the story. Shmuel said that no, that's actually what happened. What happened was, af bikshu mimenu safa, they did ask him about safa, ve'hitulahem, and he was matter. This story happened not on Chol HaMoed. This was regarding Avelos. So we're talking about an Avel. So they asked him, they want to know, this big shayla, halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel, like Rabbi Yosi, or maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that really it's aser for an Avel to cut his tziparnayim. So the Gemara says that there was a zug that was bami chamsel lefnei Rebbe, and Rebbe said tziparnayim is mutter, and not just that, could be even trimming the mustache. Amar Avitul Safra, Meshmei Derav. Avitul Safra, Avitul the scribe, saying the name of Rav. Safa Mizavis Lazavis. When we say a person allowed to trim his mustache, so what is the definition of mustache? It's from one corner of the lips to the other corner of the lips, right? Asher Yikarish might be Yisrael mustache. That's what we know as the mustache. Amar Rav Ami, Uvesafa Makevis. It's only if it's ma'akevis, meaning if it gets in the way of your food, and it's pasha bothering the person. Amar Rav Nachman Yisli Di, kisafa ma'akevis dami li. He said to me, the ganzabur, this kisafa ma'akevis dami, so he held for himself, he has the right to be makev. Amar Rav Yitl Safra Mishmei Derav, Paru, Shaybe Mei Moshe, Paru that lived in the times of Moshe. As opposed to which Paru? I don't know, all the kings of Mitzrayim were pharaohs, right? They were all pharaohs. So it was a royal name. So he said, the parah from Moshe Satin, the Vayokam Elochadosh, who Amma, he was an Amma tall, Uskonai Amma, his beard was an Amma, Uparmashtakai, Amma Vizeris. Parmashtakai, Rashi says, is his Ever Ataifa. The Kaimash, Nemar, Ushvala Noshim Yokam Allah. Say, sometimes a shvala noshim, a small person, can get a gross shtel. Amar Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav. Parish Ovi Mimoshe, Parish from the times of Moshe, Amgushi Hoya. He was involved in Kishab. Shenema Hine Yoitze Amaimo. Right, Hashem tells Moshe, you want to find Parish? Go to the Nilos. What was he doing there? Because the Mechashvin, they used to drezach by Fmas. Moving along. The Eilu Mechabsim Amoid, Abba, Mi Medina Sayah. So the Mishnah is discussed. The Eilu Megalchim Amoid, that's the name of the Parish. But there's a safe for the Mishnah that the Eimu Mechapsim Amoy. Zok the Gemara. Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Ravasi, and the name of Rabbi Yechon. Nisha Inle Yelachol Gechon. A person that has only one beged. Mutal Lechapsim B'chol Shomoyed. He's allowed to be Mechapsim on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah gives a list of people that are allowed to be Mechapsim B'moyed. Said Rabbi Yechonon, I'm going to add something to the list. A person that only has one Cholik. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked, Eilu Mechapsim B'moyed. The Mishnah says, Eilu Mechapsim B'moyed. Habom Medina Sayam. And the punchline is v'cholu. I mean, there's a whole Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions the people that are mechapsim b'moyed. Hani in mitzvah ain't lo yelo cholik echoloi. It missed out the most obvious one. Shouldn't the Mishnah have said ve'elam mechapsim b'moyed? Someone that only has one rekel. Amalei Rav Yaakov the Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yaakov told Rav Yirmiya as b'luchol. Let me explain it to you. Masnisa nafkav tislei treyum etanfi. No, the Mishnah is saying a chiddush. Even if these people, even if they have two, they're allowed to be mechapsim. But a person that has one certainly is allowed. Shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Yaakov bar Giyuri mishmei Rav Yoichon. Kli pishton. If someone has linen clothing, mutal lechapsim b'moyed. He's allowed to wash them on Chol HaMoed. Apparently, to wash linen clothing back in the day, didn't involve that much tercha, and because it didn't involve that much tercha, it was mutter on cholam. Masav Rava, Rava asked the kasha, mitpachos ayadayim, dehentach, ve mitpachos hasvarim, ado, not svarim, mitpachos hasaporim, the towels that the barbers used to use. These things were made of linen. And it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to wash them. So what does it sound like? Hani, in those linen begadim you're allowed to wash, but klipishtan loy, but ordinary klipishtan, you wouldn't be allowed to. Amalei abayas, abayas emasis, and afil deshar mini. No. The Mishnah is referring to towels that maybe ordinarily were made from linen, but the Chiddush is even if they weren't made of linen. Meaning, when the Mishnah says that these mitpachos you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed, it's even if they're not made of linen. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that linen, even if it's not mitpachos, all begadim that are made of linen, a person would be allowed to wash. Amar Bar Hidya said, "Dich chazik li Yamishal Tveria." I once passed the Yamishal Tveria, the Kinneret. It was Chol HaMoed, and the mafkilam b'shichli the mana kisa b'chudam yad. And I saw there were people that were carrying mamish loads of laundry. And what was it? It was all klei pishtan, like this halachas. So he was trying to say, you see, clearly klei pishtan is motu maskev la'abaya. Abaya said, man lemelon b'son chacham mavdi. Who said they were doing the right thing? You bring a raya from what the chevra were doing in Tveria? Dil m'shalei b'son chacham mavdi. Maybe they were doing it shalei b'son chacham. Zok the Mishnah vayt. Ve'elu koisvin b'moyed. So, the Mishnah mentioned ve'elu megalchim b'moyed, ve'elu mechapsin b'moyed, and now we're up to the third halacha, ve'elu koifsin b'moyed. Now, ve'elu koifsin b'moyed implies that ordinarily it's also to write on Chol HaMoed. Why is it also to write on Chol HaMoed? That's easy. We don't even need a Gemara for that. Why? Because Kaisiv is one of Lamatas Malachas, and you're not allowed to do Malacha on Moed. Now, there are times you're allowed to do Malacha, Davar Ovid, etc. But ordinarily, if it's something's a Malacha, you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Ve'elu Kaisiv HaMoed, stating that there are times where you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. What is that? Kiddushay Nashim, a Shtar Kiddushin. Ve'gitin, a Get Isha. Ve'shoivin, a receipt. So somebody owed somebody money, paid him back, you let him write a receipt. Taitiki, that's a shchiv mera, someone that's lying on his deathbed and he's writing his final will and testament. That's something that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Matono, shtar matono. Pruzbolin, pruzbol of Shemitah fame. Ikroi shom. Sometimes Bezdin has to assess a person's property for different chayshim mishpat reasons. They can write the assessment down on paper. For igreis mazayin, if someone has to support someone and it needs to be documented. Shtari chalitza. Umiyunin, miyun is when a ketana gets married, not through her father. The halacha is the marriage is chal midrabbanan, but at the same time, if at any time she decides that she's not interested in this marriage, she's allowed to walk away even without a get. Shtari beirurin, that's if there's a yerusha and a chalukah taking place, so you could document the yerusha. Gzeiro is bezdin, if bezdin imposed a decree, the igro is shal rashus, or if the government imposed a decree as well. Zok tigamar, amash shmul. Shmul said, mutal aris ish b'chol shamayit. A person is allowed to do erisin on Chol HaMoed. Shem yikadmena acher, because we're afraid that if you're not going to do erisin, maybe someone's going to chapa yisir bashet, and as a result, therefore, a person is allowed to be ma'aris ish. Now what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we learned the Mishnah in the first parak, we spoke great on this, ein noisim nashem b'moed. Now psula is not almanis, he can't even do yibum, why not? Because Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the only exception to the rule was Machzik Rushasik, because that's not such a Simcha. But Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, person allowed to get married. So Shmuel saying a Chiddush. Shmuel saying that even though you can't do Nesuin, but you could do Erisin. Now, just to be clear, what's the difference between Erisin and Nesuin? Erisin is what we know as Kedushin. There's a whole Masechta called Masechta's Kedushin, which deals with the laws of Erisin. Erisin is Harei At Nekudeshes Li B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Erisin is a Isha Niknes B'Kesef Shtar Rabiyah. Erisin creates marriage Midai Raisa with regards to a lot of halachas. So for example, if he's a Kohen and she's not a Kohen, she can start eating Truma. It creates marriage with regards to different Dine Yerusha. It creates marriage with regards to Dine Yibum. With all these suri arayas, on many, many levels, the marriage is chal. But at the same time, they're not allowed to live together yet. On the same time, there are a lot of different din. Midrabbanan, she's not allowed to eat. So marriage, when does that get consummated? With nesu'in. What's nesu'in? That's part two of marriage. It's the second phase, the second shlav. That happens with chuppah, that happens with the yichud room, right? This is a whole bunch, there's a whole shayla what nesu'in is, and we're yoytzu all in the mental chasana. When a person understands the shittas in nesu'in, we can understand the Jewish wedding a little bit better, but that's for when we learn kedushin in Mitzvah Shem. But for now, so marriage really happens in two parts. The first part is erisin and kedushin. They're the same thing. They're synonymous with each other. By the way, often loosely translated as engagement, which is a terrible, terrible distortion of what it really is. And part two, is Nisuin. So the Mishnah said you can't do Nisuin. Shmuel's Chiddush was, it's only Nisuin you can't do, but Erisin you can. Why? Why is he allowing you to do Erisin? He said, Goshem yikad mena acher. Once it's Erisin, so now that's it. They're locked. Now all of a sudden it's fashlosin. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that someone else wouldn't chaper. So the Gemara says, I bring you a ride from our Mishnah. The following are documents you're allowed to write a Cholamoy. One of them was Kedushay Nashim. You're allowed to write a Shtar Kedushin. My love Shtar Kedushin, Mamish. That's what it sounds like. Why are you writing a Shtar Kedushin? Oh, because you did Kedushin. So now you're writing the Shtar Kedushin. So this is, if you could write a Shtar Kedushin, this sounds like the biggest riot to Shmuel, that you could do Kedushin. Gemara says, Loi Shtar Psiktam. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe what the Mishnah says you're allowed to do is you're allowed to write a Shtar Tanoim. It's not a Shtar Kedushin, it's a, what is a Tanoim? Kedrav Gidol Merab. Dom Rav Gidol Merab. Kama Atanois and Lebincha Kach Vekach. Right? The Mechatunim are sitting together, they're drinking Lechaim, and they say, Snu, Kama Atanois and Lebincha. Right? This is like the $1 million question. Kach Vekach. And Kama Atanois and Lebincha. And if we get the Fadan Tochter, Kach Vekach. So here's the Alocha, Omdu Vekitshu. When the Kedushin happens, Konu, the Kinyan is Chal. That's a big Kiddush. How is it Chal? What happened? The Mechitin said he's gonna leave over, right? What did he say already? He didn't say that much. It's Chal Ba'amira. Once you do the Kiddushin, so now all of a sudden this is all Chal Ba'amira. It's a very big Kiddush. But the point is, it's what we know today as a Tanoim. It's not Mamish a Tanoim, but this is today. The best example of this would be the Tanoim. But here's the point. The point is, maybe when the Mishnah says you're allowed to write Shtari Kiddushin, it doesn't mean the Shtar Kiddushin. But rather, what it meant was the shtar psikta. It means the shtar tanoim. And if that's the case, there's no raya that mutalaris, meaning maybe erisin you can't do, because ein marvin simcha b'simcha, you can't do nisuin, you also can't do erisin. What does the Mishnah mean when it says ve'elu kais v'mayu kedushay nashim? It means the shtar tanoim. But the Gemara says, I hear. I bring you a raya from somewhere else. Ein noisim nashim v'mayu. That's unto the Mishnah. You can't get married amayu. Loi besulais v'lei amonis v'lei miyab. Neisha simchi loi hola arishari. Ah, that's a good deal. It sounds like ein noisim, but erisin is mutalaris. The Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe loi mi by your karma. Maybe the Mishnah was saying the bigger chiddush. Let me buy the iris like of a mitzvah. That's pasha. You can't do erisin. You know why? Because erisin is not even a mitzvah. Ela filu lisa ishanami. But even the suin tikka oved mitzvah, where you're doing a mitzvah aser, even that's aser. So maybe the oilam erisin is aser. So why didn't it say erisin? Because erisin was pasha that it's aser. Because erisin is nitkai mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of erisin? The suin's already a mitzvah. So gemar tashman the tanav shmua ma arsin. This is a brisa, right? This is not Shmuel talking. The Tana, this was a brisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel. But this was a brisa. Shmuel's yeshiva owned the brisa keilu. So it's known as a Tana de Vei Shmuel. But really, it's a brisa. That's why it's a raya. So the brisa said, Ma'arsin, right? We're bringing a raya from Shmuel to Shmuel? No. Because Amar Shmuel the Amira to a Tana de Vei Shmuel, to a brisa that was taught in Shmuel's yeshiva. We're bringing a raya to Shmuel from the brisa. So what does the brisa say? Ma'arsin, you're allowed to do Erisin Achalamoid. Avaloi koinsin, but you can't do nesuin. They ain't oisin sudas erisin. There's no sudas erisin. Veloi miyabin. There's no yibum. Nedesha simchi loy, because it's simcha shmamino. This is clearly a good raya, and we will stop here.